Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom.
Don't mind if I do.
And Ash.
What?
Wow, Tom.
It's a new catchphrase I'm trying out.
Tom has been busy. What was it again? Do it again.
Don't mind if I do.
It's good. I've
got about 10 different ones that I'm going to be employing throughout the podcast. So
you mean in 10 different ones you're going to try in the next 3 podcasts before the season ends?
No, just in today's podcast.
Right, you're so, just going to slip them in.
I think our voice is getting a little bit old now, you know. So
it's just when we spot a new catchphrase, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe if you spent more time on the fantasy football team, less time on the catchphrases.
Yeah, I know, but what, you know, what is important?
How much time would he have to spend?
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have enough time. But obviously, we will be going through all of the results from game week 35, who scored what, who did well, and looking forward to game week 36. Talk of double game weeks, going through your tweets as usual. And it's been it's getting hairy scary, Tom. Are you going to make page one?
I don't think so. I went down a little bit, mate. I went down from, 59th to 63rd. Had a decent enough week, but it just wasn't enough.
You sound genuinely upset.
Yeah, it was frustrating. The only player that really did anything of worth, I got 44 points, 10 of those came from the mighty Wallers.
Wallers is on fire right
ten,
now.
Ten, he got a quarter of the points for my entire team came from that little fella. Because I dropped Klein, told you I was going to do it. Didn't kill him, didn't murder him, didn't put him out of his misery. But swapped him for Wallers, 10 points, the lad.
And I'm guessing he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, mate. No. Well,
the plus side is you did outscore Ash this week. You had a poor one, Ash, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm consistently poor, which is what matters.
Yeah, it's about consistency.
It's all gone to shit.
So then if I picked up some form, I could be consistently good. So that's what I'm looking at.
To salvage our seasons, we really all do need to salvage our credibility. We all need to get on page one, really.
But, I'm sort of more looking at a long-term next season, possibly into the season after strategy.
Yeah. I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should abandon this season. I'm happy just if I can finish on the second page, if I can be a one-click wonder. Then, I think we need to start looking at the positives for it.
How pissed off would everyone be if we just cancelled the league with a week to go?
Yeah, in the last week, went sorry.
Exactly. We'll come on to that, but Coatsy would be furious if he isn't already.
If he isn't,
we'll come on to that in a minute.
We could just drop everybody else in the league apart from us four.
Yeah.
And then
who's us four?
Well, us and Coats.
Oh, Coats.
Yeah, you guys immediately started thinking about Stimmers. I could see it in your eyes.
I just thought everyone at home will be thinking, "Is there a fourth really quiet person?"
Yeah, his microphone just hasn't worked since day one.
Yeah.
They say ahoy a lot and laugh at all our jokes.
We don't give much credit to the producer / studio manager, the Armenian bloke. So maybe he's the fourth.
Armenian Steve. Armenian,
that's the best Armenian name you could come up with.
Armenian Steve. Oh, sorry, Armenian Stevos.
There you go. Brilliant. Not at all. Some casual racism for you there. But we will quickly run through the results from game week 34 in as to why Ash had a poor week, Tom had an all right week, and I had a pretty bloody good week. Leicester carried on their rampant run, 3-0 winners over Newcastle. Villa beat Everton 3-2. Liverpool beat QPR 2-1. Sunderland beat Southampton 2-1. Swansea beat Stoke 2-0. From those first five, the one that's definitely worth talking about is, we'll call it the Newcastle situation.
Yeah. It's
not They're a good. Fucking train wreck, aren't they?
Eight in a row, isn't it? They lost nine.
Yeah. Do you see, what's his name came out today? Carver came out and said that he was the best manager in the league.
Did he?
Bold.
Mental.
Wow.
Well, because he was under fire, and you know, Colaccini wrote that letter to the fans saying we're all
just panicked and went, "I am the best. So just leave me alone, please."
We're all in it
together. Get his mum to write him a note.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mental. He came out and said that one of his own players, Mike Williamson, deliberately got sent off so that he could have a couple of weeks off. He then, in a conference, said, "If only everyone was like Jack Colback, who must have been furious, like proper teacher's pet. Everyone would have hated him for it."
So unpopular.
They tried Steve McLaren to take over the last three games. He said no. And then they just said, we'll stick with John Carver then. It's mental.
The whole thing is crazy, especially when it's obvious that Steve McLaren's head totally got turned by them. Because they've fucked up. They've lost about their last 11 games as well, haven't they, Derby? They were dead certs.
If it was a normal club in a normal situation, then I don't think there's any doubt Steve McLaren would be very tempted.
Yeah.
But what does he stand to gain from going there? And then on the other hand, we've got strange teams finding form, just like we predicted. First, it was Palace went on a bit of a run. Leicester started getting results. Now West Brom beat United. Yeah. And we did say, if you can find the right players from the right teams towards the bottom half of the table, finding form, you'll do well. But none of us really have we?
No, not really. I don't think so. I don't think, other than Wallace, I'll take credit.
Well, Wallace is a perfect example.
He's a very good example. And I notice he gets, his percentage keeps going up every time I look. He's on, I think, somewhere near like 7% of all players have picked him.
Well, I'm hoping he turns up to the drinks, the gaffer tape drinks at the FA Cup final.
I'd be so happy. I really would. That'd make my day.
Of course it would. If Wallace turned up to a random pub that we were meeting for the FA Cup final.
But the thing is, I can't really take too much credit for it because I literally bought him because he was the cheapest defender at one point.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing he'd do is correct you that his name isn't Wallace.
It's nothing like Wallace.
And in fact, L isn't even the next syllable, it's an S.
And it's not done with a Z as well, like I like to spell it.
Like a kid writing in a textbook.
Yeah, Wallace. But, you know, he's become a bit of a cult figure now. So
He really has. And Leicester have been great for points. Azure started scoring points again.
Started scoring again after we mentioned him the other week.
After we mentioned his soul patch.
Yeah, he's really listening as well.
But, yeah, West Brom are unbeaten in I think it's three now. And I haven't got any West Brom players. It might be worth looking at. They seem to be on confidence. They feel like they can win every game. They beat United away from home. They're definitely a team worth looking at. Leicester and West Brom are two of the form teams in the league, bizarrely. So they're definitely worth looking at. In terms of the other results from the game week, we had West Ham got a win, another clean sheet for Adrian.
Yeah, legend.
Sadly, I didn't put him in. West Brom, like we said, beat Man United. Spurs lost to Man City 1-0. Yeah. Arsenal got a convincing 3-1 win against Hull. And Chelsea were crowned champions as they beat Crystal Palace. So Chelsea win the league. Pretty predictable, wasn't it, really?
And, it was inevitable, wasn't it?
And they did it in very Chelsea fashion.
Yeah. It really did.
Someone's actually asked us, and I was going to talk about it before, but it was Mike Dravniak's guest host, Mike, who asked the question on Twitter. Chelsea have won the league now. Does that affect what Chelsea players you have in your side?
Do you know what? Someone, member of the Gaffer Tapes League, asked me that, actually. I don't know why he'd ask me. But said, that he believes that players like Hazard and stuff like that. Maybe, I mean, their next game is against Liverpool, so I don't know. Maybe they'll turn up for that, and it will be, because I think they're at home, so it would be nice to have the win and then celebrate, because were they not away?
Yeah, they'll get their guard of honour.
So I'm thinking, I reckon they'll all turn up for that. But last couple of games, I think maybe he'll bench a lot of his superstars that everyone will have in the team.
Oh, God. I've just realised, I guess people must have been talking about this before. It means Gerrard's going to have to do the guard of honour for Chelsea, doesn't it?
I don't think it's a big deal for him.
Disaster. I really know... It's like, it's not like he's got some vengeance against them and he probably wanted to join them or whatever. But his going away, his last 2 years, what an absolute train wreck. Mm. Like, it couldn't have gone any worse, could it?
Well, yeah, the previous 10. He hasn't won the league in them either.
But I mean, so he hasn't got as close. The thing where he fucked over and then got sent off on Man United, it's been a disaster.
Okay. Well, I thought it was inevitable that they were going to beat Villa, get to the FA Cup final on his birthday. He was going to score the winning goal against us. He'd lift the trophy.
That's some cake.
And you know, and fuck off.
Could have had some of Torre's cake.
He can have some cake. But he that'll be the one that hurt, the FA Cup final one. The league, obviously, they knew they were never going to...
Oh, but last year, though, him falling over and basically giving away the league. Fucking hell.
Do you know what? I think that's the most, overblown myth ever. They didn't lose the league because he slipped over.
But, I mean, it didn't help, did it? And they fucked up the game before, but I mean...
Right, but everyone will remember it as that.
I mean, that's the last thing you want,
isn't
it?
Everyone will remember it the way Ash just remembered it.
Yeah, exactly.
He fell over, his trousers fell down, he shit on the pitch. It was awful. Dreadful.
Someone pointed out on Twitter, although Liverpool lose their captain and their best player over the last 10 years, Man United lose 6 of their songs, 13 flags from their stadium. Most hated person ever. And it's like, that's kind of true, actually. I don't know who's going to miss him more. United hating him.
Yeah.
Laughing. Or Liverpool losing their kind of talisman. But Chelsea, the reason the should you drop Chelsea players against is, what are the rules on medals these days? Like, how many games you have to play? Is that going to be a case for the fringe players getting brought in so they can get their championship medals? I don't know. I would have thought
it's a bit late now, isn't it?
Well, if there's players who've only got a couple of games to play to get their medal...
They're probably on the... They'd probably play anyway, I guess, wouldn't they? They're like rotation players.
Yeah, I just don't know. It's mainly we're talking about Hazard. Is Hazard going to be as big a factor in these games, or is he going to make way for some of the other players a little bit? I don't know.
I don't know who they'd put in.
John Obi Mikel.
Because their squad's pretty thin, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, apart from the like superstars, as we saw, that's why Drogba's played so many games, because once Costa went, it was like, oh, shit.
Actually, yeah, they literally don't have a striker.
Yeah. I mean, they've got 200,000 foreign youth team players out on loan all around the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got players they could recall, but obviously not.
200,000?
200,000, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
It's a big squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge.
And Arsenal, pretty. Did you watch the Arsenal whole game, Tom?
Yeah.
Are you getting your Tottenham shirt fitted?
Yeah. Hang on. Did I watch it? No, I didn't. No.
True. True Arsenal fan.
I can't remember where I was.
Doesn't even know where he was.
I was in Devon. They don't have TVs there. Yeah, lovely. I was really happy with that. That was nice. I'm just kind of waiting for us to mess up, but touch wood, it hasn't happened yet. So.
It's already happened.
Hasn't it? Messed up.
What happened at the start? Now already you haven't won the league, surely?
No, where are you? I mean, once the inevitable, you know, once we realised sort of a few weeks ago that it ain't gonna, we're not really genuinely going to challenge Chelsea. You know, we.
But what is it you're like?
We've been looking at that second spot. Second spot in FA Cup. That's all right.
FA Cup would be good, but it's not like
when was some Hearts won the bloody FA Cup and came second in the Premier League. You had a little contradicting little. Face.
I said second place in FA Cup.
Yeah, but you said it with a little smirk. I can see you via Skype. Remember that, Hazel.
Well, this seems very aggressive towards me, and yes. I was just about to praise Arsenal. And I was going to say, from a fantasy football point of view, Ramsey got back to high scoring again, like he did back in the day. Cazorla was pretty phenomenal throughout. Sanchez gets a couple of goals. Yeah. And anyone who knows their fantasy football and takes it seriously knows there's an Arsenal double game week coming up. And I guess the point is, why wait for it? Why not just get... Because I've got three Arsenal players in now, and I think the way they're playing, you should have three already.
I now have three. I brought in Giroud last week, and I've already made my my double change this week. I brought in Sanchez, granted a week too late, and I almost did that last week, and Mertesacker. So I've got my three Arsenal players in ready, and obviously the team we're playing in the double game week is Sunderland, so it's only us and Sunderland that have the double game weeks now.
Yeah.
What's the automatic Champions League? Is it top three or just top two?
Three.
Four.
No, four. Four's not automatic.
Three's automatic, and then four is
Oh, sorry, you'd be straight into the group stage.
Yeah.
I think it's two, isn't it?
I think it's just top two.
Is it? I thought it was three. No, it's always been three.
Does three not have to play one qualifying round and fourth play two?
No, because we finished third.
You finished third loads.
And I know fourth, obviously. Yeah, you got to play some ridiculous team of binmen just to get through.
That's
Hearts. Yeah, play Hearts.
In the past, we've been those binmen and got done. Yeah.
Do you remember I was talking to Max about it the other day. Do you remember when Everton, Liverpool didn't get into the top four, but had won the Champions League the year before, so there was that big controversy about whether they'd get in or not. They let them go in. That would have been the expense of Everton because they finished fourth, but they let Everton go in anyway. And Everton went in, and in their qualifying game, got absolutely murdered 5-0, got dropped down to the UEFA Cup, and they got beaten 6-0 in that, 6-1, got knocked out of both of them in two games.
Yeah, but that's the best thing to happen. If your team goes in, if Arsenal get knocked out and goes into the Europa League next year, the first thing they're hoping is that they get knocked out of the Europa League as soon as possible so they don't have to play in it.
Such a Mickey Mouse league. It's just embarrassing to be in it, isn't it?
It's a disaster of a
club. I wouldn't know. You know, we've qualified all 18 years that Arsene Wenger's been there.
Really?
When you look at the odds, I hate that stat because you look at the odds of he's qualified 18 years, though, you know. But then you should have fucking won it in 18 attempts.
Right, mate. Look at this shit.
If a team like Arsenal get 18 attempts at winning it, they should win it once.
I don't necessarily agree. I think that you're playing. I mean, we've been to the final.
Oh man,
we've beaten Barcelona. You know, so thank you.
Just settling so much.
He has got a point there. How many times have Hearts qualified for it?
Correct.
Well, we're at north from north. That's better than north from fucking 18.
What, you've never qualified for the Champions League?
That's like saying my 7-year-old nephew's football team have never qualified for it, but, you know, rather better they don't than fucking...
No,
I haven't got a 7-year-old nephew.
Comparison. Arsenal are a team who should be capable of winning the Champions League.
Potentially, yeah. And we are
one of the richest
capable
clubs
of
the world.
Winning it, just haven't at the moment. You're capable of, you know, running a marathon, Craig, but you haven't. Believe in yourself. That's my second catchphrase.
Oh, is that the other one?
Believe in yourself.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know why Hearts are getting such a... We're the only ones here fucking trophy this year. But anyway, right.
Just add
this
that
is where you can slag off the trophy we won.
How did Hearts end up in the Scottish first division.
We got relegated, Ash. That's how it works.
Well, you got actually relegated or like points deduction for something?
Yeah, we had a points deduction for going bankrupt.
Oh, I see.
I bet you'd rather a points deduction and to go down in the league than be in the Champions League 18 years in a row and not win it. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
I mean, luckily our two teams will never meet because you're a lot better than we are. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, that'll do. Cheers.
Right. Anyway, back to the task at hand, fantasy football. Benteke, another couple of goals. Ash, have you got him back yet? No.
Tekkers, no.
Oh, no.
Still not got Benteke.
Oh, well, I was going to... No, actually, interesting point. I was going to get him this week, obviously, but I didn't know whether to do it or not because to get him in, I'd have to do a double change because my other strikers are all less expensive than him. He's relatively cheaper. Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And they're cheaper. So I'd have to get rid of one of them.
Yeah.
Another position to make money for him. So it was the balance of whether I take the 4-point deduction, which I normally would always do, but didn't this week. Because I thought I've got to try and be a bit more sensible. And then he actually made loads of points. So it would have been a good trade.
And then watching the City Spurs game, Sergio Aguero once again seems to be just on a different level to anyone else.
Yeah, I think City are really playing, aren't they? They want that second spot, so they're going to really start turning up. And really, I think Aguero or Silva. I've got Silva as my captain this week because I think out of all those games, they got QPR, and I think he's going to really they're going to start hammering it.
Well, yeah, like I was going to ask actually, like Kane, Giroud, and Vardy have kind of been a staple front three for the past.
They are my front three at the moment,
and they have been mine as well. So is Benteke, Azua, and Aguero, is that the new front three? Because those seem to be in form, but everyone's sticking with the old ones.
Yeah, because I'm thinking everyone's thinking they're going to come good eventually. Kane is going to score. Do people want to take him out and get
stung
with that?
It's that age-old price thing, isn't it? They're so cheap, the likes of Vardy and Kane.
I think everyone spent so much money on their midfield, and there's midfielders that are scoring.
Oh, my midfield is ridiculous. That's where all my money is.
Yeah. It's quite difficult to change around your front three. Exactly.
I was playing around with it yesterday, and it was a nightmare because I might have to wait for a second free transfer next week. But I want to work Aguero in because he's just on a different level to everyone else on that team. He seems to be the only world-class player there at the moment.
Yeah.
Benteke is obviously playing well. Like I say, there's other kind of cheaper options that are maybe outperforming Vardy now that Leicester have had their run.
Yeah, but I thought that. I want to get rid of Vardy. I just feel like he's taking up space now.
How do you feel about tactics, Tim? Because I thought he was going to do a good job, and he sort of has. But, I mean, obviously he's a bit of a joke.
Oh, it Sherwood.
Is. Sherwood, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know who
you didn't know Tactics Tim was.
I thought that was one of your new catchphrases. Oh, Tactics Tim!
I thought that was like Henman. I thought it was Tim Henman.
No.
I wasn't sure how it worked out. Sherwood, I still don't think he's a good manager, personally. Mm. I think he has that Stuart Pearce effect. There was someone who sort of, Danny Mills was talking about Stuart Pearce and said, when Stuart Pearce goes into a job, he's fantastic for 8 to 10 games because he's really rousing and gets everyone up for a fight.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happens, it's kind of like, well, he can't actually coach very well and he can't sign people and that doesn't really work. And I think Sherwood's going to be in that mould. At Spurs, it was all, look at Adebayor, he's playing like he should do under Tim Sherwood. He's motivated him, and then it fizzles out. And I think that's going to happen at Villa, to be honest with you. But it'll be enough for this season.
Yeah.
But I'm not filled with confidence by Sherwood, to be honest.
No.
This will be a top highlight next season when they win the Champions League.
That'll be it. Well, that is the almost ridiculous exaggeration.
Oh, is it?
How is that possible?
It's up there. But yeah. like you were saying, Ash, with the money, the working a front three in, getting Aguero into your side if he's not in there is really difficult now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm screwed. You just asked Ash that. Sorry, I just jumped in.
I've done a bit of a Tom. I've got about 5 million in the bank, but I can't use it.
Yeah,
in the way I want, because I either want Sanchez or Aguero in, but they're both so expensive.
And the league's so tight.
Yeah.
Now throwing away, like the other, about 2 months ago, I had a 20-point deduction.
Yeah.
In a sort of Hearts-esque fine. It's too close now. You don't want to risk it.
No,
that is a new low. If you can take your fantasy football team into administration,
yeah, exactly,
real problem. But yeah, no, 4 points is a lot. And in fact, well, let's have a look at the league. Let's get onto it. We've put it off long enough. In the Gaffer Tapes League, at the top of it, in fifth place it's Tony Soprano. In fourth place it's Phil Taylor. In third place it's Coatsy's cousin Colin, Geordie Wilson, our friend Geordie.
GW.
Wait for it. In second place, it's Brian Coates.
I know.
And in first place, it's Danny McGeechan. It ended on an oily pitch. Now, Twitter has got, it's exploded.
It's gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
As and of the emails. Yeah, it's incredible.
We've got a new entrant, Danny McGeechan. He's gone in at the top of the league. People are saying it's bullshit. They said, no, fuck McGeechan. Probably.
Apparently so, those riots in, where were they? Baltimore? Baltimore
right.
riots?
That's it.
Apparently it's linked to this.
Yeah. Once again, they got the fantasy football and the football mixed up. They heard that Danny McGeechan was top of the draft.
Yeah.
Come in at number one pick. Went fucking ballistic about it.
But the thing is, obviously Coates, he's been at the top for, I'd say, 99% of the season. And this guy comes in. I mean, I don't know. Does he listen to the podcast? Is it just someone? Is this what some people do? If you're really good at fantasy football, last couple of weeks you just enter a shitload of leagues.
Is that a thing? Is league crashing a thing? That's what we need to know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's like a, you know, like a secret society within. It's like the Illuminati in a way.
It's the FPL Illuminati.
The FPL Illuminati. That's what it is.
I think the best person to like Ash, you were 70 something in the world.
Yeah.
One year. And finished top 100. Did you go and just join as many leagues as possible to show off?
Did you do that?
Not at all. No, I should have done. I don't know why. Because I'm not sure.
Maybe Ash created the concept of league crashing. Maybe it's like Kaiser Soze.
No, I didn't. I've got too much of a moral stance.
No, you just didn't think of it.
Yeah. That's the one.
I guess we should put it as a... I think personally, if Danny McGeechan is a listener... And he can prove he's a listener, then why not? He's on the same playing field as all of us. He's played the same game.
Yeah,
we want correspondence from McGeechan.
Yeah.
If that is his real name.
If he comes on, if he contacts us, we'll have to do a quiz. If he can answer some questions to genuinely prove he's a listener. If not, unfortunately, he's going to have to be out for this season.
If he knows what numbers Tom's written on his dick,
then he knows.
But no, if Danny McGeechan and his team, it ended on an oily pitch, can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. If he can prove he's a listener, then I think fair play.
Yeah. Otherwise, what are we going to do, lads?
Otherwise, fuck off.
Yeah. But we're going to boot him out.
Temporarily suspend him till the start of next season.
We could say, you know, sing us Crack Your Dick. If he can sing that, then we know he's listened. Or we could say, give us the top three Ian Stimson pun names.
Yeah,
you know.
He'll just go, and if he really, and let's be honest, even if he's not a listener, if he's serious about winning this league, he'll go back and listen to them all.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Pass the test. He'll revise.
If he goes back,
if he did, that's mental. He would have no life. I've got a cram on this.
If he goes back, and to be fair, if he goes back and listens to all 30 episodes, he deserves to win the
He deserves a league fucking medal.
Yeah,
especially the first couple because they're hard work.
No, they are. No, to them. Tell me about it. Yeah, you want to come in at about episode 5? That's when we really hit our peak, I think.
Our peak. Hopefully not our peak. Our stride, maybe.
Our stride.
But let's. We'll also put it to the Gaffer Tapes listeners. What do you think on Danny McGeechan? Just you know, jumping in the league at this late stage. You can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. As to whether you think he should stay. I get the feeling most of you are going to say no because you want to finish one place higher.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be that selfish.
The thing is, when Jordy Wilson came into the league, it made it quite interesting because there was a bit of a battle between him and Coates.
It was like, will he catch him? This guy waltzes in straight above Coatesy.
The Geekins killed everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did think? I know we've got to wrap up this segment shortly, but... I do think, you know how you play, like, GoldenEye on the N64, okay? Because I haven't played a computer game since then. But you know how you used to have cheats? Do you reckon there are cheats on fantasy football? Do you know what I mean? Like, you put in a cheat code and you get, like, an extra 5 million or something.
You watch the football and they're really good at it.
These are the sort of things I think about.
The people who program it can probably do that if they want.
Yeah.
But I don't think McGeechan's one of them.
No, maybe not.
No.
I don't think Dawson's McGeechan is one of them.
Oh, that's not good. No. Dawson's McGeechan.
Get in the desired effect. Anyway, further down the league, in 63rd place is the Gaffer Tapes Tom. Thomas in 63rd.
Big T Dog.
In 49th place is Ash.
Yeah, I'm happy to be I'm looking forward to being Ashy One Click.
Ashy One Click.
Yeah.
And in 47th place is me.
Interested. Let's not talk about that. Thanks very much. That was part one.
It's all about hitting form at the right time. I'm still confident the three of us can do it.
You had a good week. Why was your week so good, Craig?
My week was good. Why was my week good? I don't know. Actually, Coutinho was strong again. Not many people seem to have him. So anytime he pops up with a goal, then I always get sort of double-ish points. And also, I kind of went, you could call it playing safe or gamble, but I put Ivanovic as my captain just because I wasn't sure who would do well going forward. And Ivanovic has actually got a higher assist rate than most midfielders.
Yeah.
And they were always going to grind out a 1-0 or 2-0 against Palace for the title, always. So I knew I'd get hopefully 12 points, but he picked up a booking, so 10 points. Mm. And a lot of people hedge their bets on the likes of Kane or Vardy or people.
See, I didn't. My average week was because I chose Mingele as my captain.
Yeah.
And he got two
Which
points.
Wasn't a bad bet. Same sort of thing I did. It was the same thinking that I had.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sort of before then, it would have been a good shout for the last sort of month or two, but this week, not so much.
Actually, I went a fairly brave route. It didn't pay off, sadly.
Oh, yours was mental.
But I posted... I posted my team before the deadline. I had to get up 5 minutes early.
I didn't even say that. You had to get up 5 minutes early, so you got up at 8:25.
to be able to post my team. I then benched Silva, who got 8 points. Benched Ericsson, who although only got 1 point, and Huth, who got 6 points. And put Klein as my captain.
Which is mental.
That is mental. I could have told you that.
But Tottenham and Man City, I was on such a bad run of form, and they look so boring. And Southampton were playing, fairly they've conceded a few goals recently, but playing away at Sunderland, who they dicked, 8-1 earlier in the season? I thought they've got to be able to beat them 1-0. Then Klein would probably get a good chance of him getting the assist. Mm. Might be, at least it'd be a good way to differentiate yourself.
Yeah.
But I've just...
Or differentiate.
Yeah.
Which is a word. Differentiate.
No,
I'm trying to get in on these catchphrases, isn't it?
Yeah.
The more syllables you add, the more different it is.
That's yeah.
Differentiation.
But I've differentiated myself by giving myself less points.
Oh, okay.
Well, it ended up a bit of a ropey week, but hopefully we'll all stay on page one. That's why we've got time for part one, but coming up, we will go through your tweets that you've been sending in over the week. And also, we'll put our neck on the line and give you some tips for game week 36 and the fixtures coming up and what you can and can't do. Tom's already made his changes, so no doubt he'll share what he's done. And Ash and I might have I might grow some balls and let you know my team. Who knows?
Doubt it.
But that's all we got time for part one. We'll be back in just a second.
All right, Stimdog here. I feel I've got to do something to address the imbalance of reaction to Neil or Real played on last week's podcast. Certainly doesn't reflect the reaction I saw on Twitter, which is basically where I fucking live. Or indeed the violent physical reaction I felt when I was listening to it. First of all, I should say it didn't go unnoticed that at least one of last week's audio contributions was by one of Nappy Rash's family members. Disgusting nepotism. Secondly, Neil or Real doesn't even fucking rhyme. I mean, rule one, fucking hell. Thirdly, as Craig mentioned, one of the questions wasn't even correct. I mean, was fucking Google broken or something? Literally 5 seconds work was too much for corned beef Ash. Finally, and this is the thing that really, really fucked me off, no one who entered the league that week was called Neil. There was Geordie Wilson, who I'm now fully behind to beat Coatsy, and two other low-level fucking no-marks, none of whom were called Neil. He just made it up to suit a pun that didn't even work. He did less research than a first-year undergraduate. And consequently, we all had to listen to that fucking abortion of a quiz and we'll never get that 15 minutes back. I mean, I waste a lot of time, but fucking hell. Jesus. Anyway, love the show.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. We just went through the league. We talked about the hotly debated league leader, the new league leader. Remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com as to whether you want to lynch him or he can stay. But we didn't quite get time to do manager of the month slash week. Obviously, April's done now. Ash, you've got the info for us.
The winner of manager of the month. So this is our second manager of the month, I think.
Yeah, we didn't quite get around to it. But yeah,
who's the first manager of the month?
Yeah, is a question.
that someone
knows. Yeah, we should go back and find out who that was. Oh, we can do it by
Stimmers, wasn't it?
I think he finished second. In fact,
March
we can.
Was
it was Stimmers. Yeah. Oh my god,
Stimmers. Not March. Yeah,
I think we've heard enough from him this episode. Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
So April manager of the month. Well, let's do the top three. I reckon.
Oh yeah, I think you do. Actually, well, let's do the.
Well, no, if we're going to, let's do the top eight, because that's traditional.
Look, if we're going to go to that, let's do the top 157.
No, top
so that we
eight,
can all get on it.
Eight,
okay. So,
in at eight is old Big T-Tow.
Big T-Tow.
Tommy Holmes, he's there in eight. Seventh, John Hart. Sixth, Steve Clift.
Football blogger.
A.K.A. Clift Palette. fifth, Stimmers. Fourth, Nathan Stracey.
Yeah.
Third, some lad called Craig Hazel.
Get in.
Second, Sabs. Sabsy. In a second.
Favourites.
And number one, the manager of the month for May is Richard Leach with Gonna Be Good.
Well done, Richard Leach.
Bad Leacher.
Gonna Leach. Yeah, bad Leacher.
He is 33.3% on his way to a bloody Toblerone. Yeah,
the leech impediment. He's up there. First, that's excellent. Yeah, well done.
Well done, Leech.
Well done, Leechy.
But it just shows you how much you and I have improved, Tom.
It does. I feel that we're in good company, really.
We're in top 10. And it's only going to get harder next year to get these accolades because
the league's going to treble,
quadruple.
You would have thought, hopefully,
I don't know the words past that, but it's competitive. So well done, Richard Leach.
And to everybody who finished in the top 37.
scroll down, there he is, 37.
I just found out where he finished for the month. Finishing strong is Tom and I. And it's good to see Sabs back as well.
Yeah.
Which brings on nicely, because we are going to go through some of your tweets. Sabs has featured this week, I believe, one of his tweets. But so we're going to read through the best tweets from Game Week 35 in a little section called Tweets for My Tweet.
Tweets for my tweet. Sorry, Ash just made me laugh because he dropped his phone at that point. This is the point that I look forward to more than any other point of my week, and Ash ruined it by dropping the phone.
What, singing Tweets for My Tweet?
I don't know if he got excited because I was just about to sing it. Because I like to take my shirt off just before I sing it.
Which bit is your favourite bit? The bit where you get to sing it?
Yeah.
Or the bit where you go, don't
let me. That's it. We got it eventually. But yeah, so it's Tweets My Tweet. So some of the best tweets from Game Week 35. We had a tweet from McStaney, our mate McStaney.
Oh, yeah.
He's a new listener. He said, "Hi gaffers." I quite like we're getting collectively referred to as the gaffers.
When I tweet from the account, I refer to us as the gaffers. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, do you?
It's good. Maybe we should get tatted up or something. We'll get matching tattoos that say gaffer.
Just in case we end up in prison.
The gaffers,
the gang. Yeah, that is the worst gang ever. But yeah, hi gaffers. Hope you're well. What's your tips for making up points in mini leagues? The harder I try, the worse my points get. Don't know. Even harder? I don't know.
Try really hard, if anything.
Try really hard.
If you think you're not trying hard enough, try more.
Yeah.
And then a little bit more, and that will do it.
What I would say would be, as genuine advice,
would be
listen to the tips, make a note of them, change your team around a couple of times, and then pick the best reformat of your team.
It seems like quite a broad question. He's basically saying, how do you get better at fantasy football?
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Unless what he's saying is, and I'm going to rephrase it to make more sense, because McStaney, you got to throw us a bone, mate, is if you're in a mini league and it's like five or six people, at this point, maybe you have to focus on the fact that the Gaffer Tapes League and the even bigger leagues are out of reach right now. Focus on small victories. Catch the person in the mini league. And by doing that, you'll end up catching all the other people in the Gaffer Tapes anyway.
Can I answer this by completely derailing the question to something completely different?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't see why not. Most of this podcast is, it starts derailed and then goes even wider off track. So yeah, go for it.
I'm hoping to get him on next week as a special guest. But I spoke to a guy I know who does a fantasy football draft. You know how...
Right, yeah.
You know how they play it in the NFL, where you have to draft players? He's got him and eight of his mates have got three Facebook groups, and they play using this fantasy football. But at the start of the season, they all get together and you have to draft your players, so you can't pick players that anybody else has got.
Yeah.
And then they get, and you do like a snake draft. So the person, someone gets to pick first, and then they have to pick, I don't know, whatever it would be, like 16th. And you go like that till you've all got your teams. and then you can't use players that the other people have got in their leagues, and you have to like do trades and stuff, and it's all based on head-to-head rankings.
Okay.
Now,
sounds awesome.
That sounds mental.
At the risk of really confusing it, if Tom and I just keep asking questions until nothing makes sense, why does it need three Facebook groups? That seemed very specific.
Ah, because they've got one group where it's like they manage it, as far as I know, and you, if you do trades on there, say I put, oh, I'm going to buy Sanchez off you, it's binding. There's a league commissioner who would say, okay, that's written in Facebook, that goes. There's another group they've got, which is for talking shit to each other, abusing it.
Yeah.
And now, actually, probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but they've got a third group, which is all of them, apart from the guy who's finishing top, and anything he puts, they repost in this private forum to try and fuck him off.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious shit.
And I hope none of them are listening, are listeners, or he's going to know.
So you can basically say, if you've got Harry Kane right now and everyone wanted him for a while, and you could say, I'm willing to trade Kane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They don't have a monetary value. It's just a draft. It's
well, no, you'd still have to be able to afford to get him into your team in the fantasy football game. But so it's a bit like a salary cap sort of thing.
Right.
So you couldn't just... Time
Tom and I understood it would be November.
Yeah,
I think like for me anyway, that sounds mental. It is good though. I know that's how all the American leagues do it. And there's a sitcom in America called The League, which is all about the NFL fantasy football. It's very funny.
He was saying, I've never seen it, but he was saying that's what inspired them to do it.
Oh, that show.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should join next year. Keep us posted next season on how your draft one's going. That sounds pretty cool.
Because you sound like you would understand it
potentially. I did ask. I mean, I'll see if I can get him on the show one week and just explain. It does sound like a good idea.
Yeah, well, maybe some other people do. If you do, then let us know. Tweet us and how that draft works. Then we also had a tweet from That Sabs. It said, just a final word on Neil versus Real.
What?
Possibly the worst piece of broadcasting I've ever heard, and I've seen Big Brother Africa. Which I really brilliant. Enjoyed. I really enjoyed that.
It's good that he can be ironic as well.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. I've never seen Big Brother Africa, but I kind of want to now.
I think I've listened to Neil versus Real since we did the last podcast.
And you thought it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Something like that. We also had a tweet from Jack Saunders asking us, as we covered earlier, will Chelsea drop the big guns now they've won the title? Can't decide if three Chelsea players are worth keeping. I would say, Jack, in serious advice, I'd say the defenders are probably worth keeping at Chelsea because nothing about them is going to suddenly make them drop points. I can't, you know, in turn, Terry's still going to play games. Ivanovic is still going to play games. If you've got Courtois, he may well make way for, I don't know, for Czech. We had a tweet from a new listener called Ian Houghton. He is another person who snuck in our league. He said, I've snuck in, but only at 52nd. Just want to be in place ready for next season. Feel free to ignore my team. Well, we bloody won't. You're more than welcome, Ian.
He's saying, oh, only at 52nd. He's gone ahead of me. That's why I'm doing all right, but I'm moving down.
We can't start turning people away.
No, that's true. That's true.
And Ian Houghton, he is in the London West End production of Warhorse.
Is he?
Is he?
He tweeted us. He was tweeting us and he said, got to go 10 minutes till curtains.
Wow.
Say that again.
That's amazing. He was tweeting us and doing his team 10 minutes before curtains went up on Warhorse in the West End.
Commitment.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Commitment.
We had a tweet from Michael Dravniec, our part-time host. He said, question for the pod.
Promotion.
Which Sunderland players are worth looking at for the upcoming double game week? It's easy to dismiss them, but remember Hull. Very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the other week when Hull had the double game week, no one thought about Hull players. I was looking. What's their striker?
Well, Jermaine Defoe and Connor Wickham are mainly.
That's
playing
it, Wickham.
Up.
Yeah, I was looking at Wickham to potentially. I think I might next week put in Wickham instead of Vardy.
Yeah, well, it's the same gamble, I guess. You know that all the most you can expect from him against Arsenal is he gets 2 points, which is fine. And then, but if he gets one goal in the other game, then it's worth it. As long as you're not I wouldn't take a points hit for a Sunderland player.
No, I won't. I think that's the only thing I'll do because I'll have three Arsenal players by then anyway.
It might be worth. What do you think, Ash? Is it worth taking a Sunderland player?
I think we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. It's it was Hull, wasn't it? Where you look at them and it's who do you pick? They're just all dreadful. Like they were
then Hull had a blinder. They beat Liverpool. They got kept a clean sheet.
Yeah, but then
the players you could have had that would have really, really got your points that week.
You could do, but is it worth it? Like you're so speculative. I suppose it doesn't hurt if you throw one in and maybe he's going to do all right. Because, like, say if you replace, I don't know, even someone good like Eriksen, you put Wickham in this late in the season, it might not make too much difference. so it might not be too bad. But they're so shit. This is what I did. I picked a couple of Sunderland players a few weeks ago, and they never picked up anything. Like Rodwell, I thought might turn it around.
He's so defensive-minded. I know he gets the odd goal, but the only thing that might happen is some people might have Pantelimon on their bench as their backup keeper.
Yeah.
He might be worth getting points, because even though they can see, he tends to get bonus points because he's you know, he makes some good saves. And he's very long.
Yeah.
Very long.
Virginie's not too bad. He's it's the same thing. He played basically all season. He's got 7 points. 0-0-0-7.
So if you get lucky.
Yeah. It's like picking the right games.
Exactly. We had a tweet from Chuck Bailey. He tweeted, assist for Wallers. What a player. He really is quite the player, isn't he, Wallers? How he didn't get in the PFA team of the year, I don't know.
Did he spell it with a Z? Did he spell Wallers with a Z?
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, illiteracy is catching. We're spreading illiteracy. Then we had a tweet from Evan Brady, our friend in America. And I say our friend, I mean our listener. He tweeted, this is brilliant, possibly my favourite tweet so far of the entire season. Wife in labour reminds me to set my lineup. True love.
I did say that one. Yeah, that's brilliant. That's great.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Well done.
And then when we said, is that real? He was like, yeah. And he tweeted us, my team's shit anyway, hashtag balls. Now, back to the birth of my son, hashtag next skulls. And then posted his team. He tweeted a screenshot of his lineup as his son was being born.
Really?
If that's not a place in Gaffer Tape's Hall of Fame, I don't know what is.
That's great. Well done.
Me and my cousin were in the pub one day, as the story begins. And then we were talking, and we'd seen it in the newspaper that someone had named their son, like, Giggsy Beckham Skulls. Yeah. And then 5 minutes later, someone we worked with walked in. I was like, all right, lads, I've got some good news. My brother's just had a son, and he's only named him, like, Giggsy Beckham. Yeah, it's the guy.
I remember seeing that.
Mental. What a lunatic.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard in my life.
That's mental, isn't it? Do you think we could get Evan Brady to make his son's middle name Wallers?
I tell you what, we could do. See if... you up for that, EB?
Whatever name you've called your son, and then Wallers
Son
Brady.
I'm assuming, you know, Little Timmy. Little Timmy Brady. Little Timmy Wallers Brady. That works really well.
Why not just... Yeah. Why don't they just hyphenate the surname?
Mm.
Save Wallace the kids.
Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like the fact we've just named it this guy's son Timmy.
Yeah, imagine why if it not? Was Timmy.
That, well, in that case, that's fate, and it should have Wallace as a surname. Yeah. But yeah, that's the best tweet from game week 35 that we liked. It was difficult to top a guy tweeting the lineup whilst his son was being born, even though we got tweeted a lineup as curtains were about to go up on one of the West End's best shows. But pretty good all round game week 35. But tweet us your teams for game week 36 at the Gaffer Tapes. Hashtag balls if it's before the 11:30 deadline, and email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We want to know your opinion on whether our new player Danny McGeeken should overtake Coetzee. Let's hear from Coetzee. If there's ever a time for Coetzee to come out of the woodwork,
this is when he should make a triumphant return, like when the Undertaker was defeated at WrestleMania, and he came back. And he came back, and you know, to reclaim almost his crown in a way, sort of like that. Brian Coetzee is very much the Undertaker, the phenom of the Gaffer Tapes League.
And Tom would have carried on had we let him. He would have just carried on for quite a while. And a quick look at game week 36 before we go, and any tips about maybe what we've got planned for our teams. We've got Everton versus Sunderland. Aston Villa will be playing West Ham. Hull at home to Burnley. Leicester at home to Southampton. Newcastle, West Brom. Stoke, Spurs. Palace, Man United. Man City at home to QPR. The champions, Chelsea and Steven Gerrard, giving a guard of honour at Liverpool. And Arsenal at home to Swansea. Now, Tom, you've done your team already.
Yeah.
Any of those games stand out to you that affected your changes, or did you already have it in mind?
I kind of thought... while I do back Wallers, I was thinking, do I hear more Bertrand, who's going to get the more points? Because I brought in Mertesacker, I've already got Terry at the back, and I'm only playing a 3-4-3. So I'm thinking Wallers or
I say you go stay Wallers strong. Leicester,
I think I am, yeah. They're playing each other, aren't they? Leicester, Southampton. So I think I'm going to go Wallers over Bertrand, but that might come back to bite me in the on the dick. but yeah, I've got Sanchez and Mertesacker in.
Right.
yeah, next week I'll ship out Vardy, I think.
Yeah. Ash, any of those games stand out to you for what possible changes you can make?
I wonder about... Oh, no, not really. I'm so disillusioned with the whole fantasy football page two debacle.
Well, you're not
my tip would be, I guess, for this week, West Brom, who not only have gone three unbeaten, but they're playing Newcastle away.
Oh, yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of weeks, Boaz Myhill, I don't have his stats actually in front of me, but Myhill in goal has scored a phenomenal... He's been like one of the top scoring players in the last 3 weeks as he's been standing in for Ben Foster and has pulled out some amazing points. He's got a penalty save in there, clean sheet points. West Brom, not only do they look good, but Newcastle are obviously such a train wreck. I cannot see Newcastle scoring a goal, let alone winning a match.
Where is Asamir Begovic playing?
In goal, mate.
Yep.
For Stoke.
Because I heard a rumour that he's quite likely to go at the end of the season. Right. So they're thinking about dropping him. So it might not be the worst idea getting the Stoke reserve goalkeeper in. If you're not making a transfer, getting him in and putting him in goal. Because he's probably going to be nothing. And if you don't play him, your regular keeper will transfer in anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, backup keepers are always quiet. If you hear of an injury, a lot of people I saw when Fraser Forster got his injury, put Kelvin Davis in because you're getting a Southampton defender for very cheap for a 38-year-old man's points kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they'll keep clean sheets. And really, although a good keeper performance gets you points, does it really make that much of a difference? Is the defence is strong? For instance, Chelsea could have had anyone in goal for the past few weeks and it wouldn't really have made much of a difference.
No.
But yeah, so I'd say West Brom. If you've got anyone at the back for West Brom, might be worth looking because I don't really know where their goal threats are necessarily, but I can't see Newcastle scoring, which would be a bizarre change, but it might free up some money for the week after to then get double Arsenal players in, so you could probably put some money in the bank.
Oh, for me as well, the City QPR game, I've made Silva my captain because I think he's the only City player I've got, and I think they're going to go over there and they're going to thump him.
That, yeah, I think. Myhill calls a brilliant show, actually. His last three games, he's got 8 points, 9 points, 17 points.
Yeah.
They've got Newcastle X. The problem is, even looking at their fixtures, they've got Newcastle, Chelsea, and then Arsenal, who pretty much got nothing to play for. I suppose Arsenal might, game of the season.
Will, I think. Yeah.
Then again, it was his points have been against Man United and Liverpool anyway. So
that's it. And even if it's just 1 week, if he can save you some money elsewhere on the pitch, I just think... And, you know, run-ins, we'll talk about it next week when it comes to the real end of the season, but run-ins are worth looking at. Some teams will have easier run-ins than others, and some of them have right barters. I think, is it Palace of, you know, horrible running? That's why their good form was so good to have at that time, because it's not really worth having players like that now. But I think West Brom's a standout there. Like Tom says, I think Man City at home to QPR, you'd imagine they'll be strong there. And if Aguero plays like he did in the last game. And news today that Yaya Toure is 90%, they reckon, to be leaving Man City at the end of the season. So his percentage will no doubt drop, and will he even feature? But it's a good point Ash made as well. You know, if you hear of transfers, people might be leaving, the chances are they're not going to play the end of their contract, are they, in case risking injury? But it's that time of season. It's pretty tricky to predict. But Tom's already put his team out there. It's done.
It's there,
tweeted it, Tom?
Yeah. I tweeted it today. I made my changes yesterday, tweeted it today.
Shit, pressure on to follow suit, really, isn't it?
Hashtag balls, get involved. Hashtag balls, get involved.
That's the last catchphrase.
There's still one more before the end.
Wow, I mean, we're right at the end now, so I mean...
Well, you know, listen out for it then. So.
Well, I'm just waiting. But yeah, if you've got any other tips you think that are a good shout to slip in for game week 36, looking forward to game week 37, and obviously the Arsenal double game week, you want to start getting those players in now, get three Arsenal players now, because at home to Swansea, you'd fancy them anyway. But yeah, tweet us your teams before 11:30, hashtag balls, at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. As usual, we'll put up any bets for the weekend that we've got coming in. If there's any UFC, is there UFC this weekend, Tom?
There is, I believe. Yeah, I'll tweet my picks.
We'll have a few picks from that.
It's not.
It's Australia, isn't it? Yeah.
Australia this week, yeah.
Tom will make a couple of selections there. He's 7 from 9 so far, so it's pretty handy and better than my football statistics. But other than that, yeah, just get in touch at the Gaffer Tapes or info@thegaffertapes.com. Not long left in the run-in now, so we're going to be pretty close to can we all finish on the first page? Can anyone catch the new leader and let us know where you are in the league? And Tom, final catchphrase?
Now that was goal of the month. That's going to be the one I go with, to be honest.
that's the one you're settled on.
Yeah, that's going to be
no
it.
No change in
mind. Any time something good happens, now that was goal of the month. And you have to say
it's exactly lengthy.
Like
it's not that catchy, but but that's Tom's catchphrase. So yeah, that was what a way to end it. What a way to end the podcast. But that is all we have got time for reviewing Game Week 35. Looking forward to Game Week 36. But stay in touch on Twitter or on email. But thanks very much for listening. Thank you and goodbye. Has anyone been to Harvester?
Do you know what? I wrote a little bit about Harvester once.
Really?
I never performed it. About how you always go, oh, I'm going to have so much salad. Going to have so much salad. You never have more than one bowl, though, do you? Something like that.
That's like a Russell Howard set.
It is, yeah.
Except with better eyes.
No.
You've been to Harvester?
When I went to Harvester as a kid, I went, oh, you mean Harvester, mum?
That's it. I was about to say it would have to involve his mum. Yeah. I'd go up to the salad bar and mum would go, you ain't Russell, come back here with that salad, you fucking bastard.
Yeah, how come whenever you have salad, you never put nothing green on it, Russell?
Fucking you can't fill the bowl with chips, Russell. Because I filled it with chips.
Yeah.
You're right, Russell. Fuck off, mate.
You wob-eyed prick.
Yeah.